This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from All Recipes, Copyright 2026, Meredith Operations Corporation. The title of this article is Keepers. Tuck these all-time top-rated 30-minute mains and sides from allrecipes.com in your back pocket for when you need first-rate flavor in a flash. Our first recipe is for grilled curry spice shrimp. For more smoky flavor, grill lemon halves cut sides down until slightly charred. Serve with shrimp. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Lemon juice. Less sodium soy sauce. Dijon mustard. Brown sugar. 4 medium cloves of garlic. Red curry paste. 1 pound large shrimp. 26 to 30 a pound, chopped fresh cilantro for garnish. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 6 tablespoons lemon juice, about 2 medium lemons, 2 tablespoons less sodium soy sauce, 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons brown sugar, 4 medium cloves garlic minced, or 4 teaspoons. 4 teaspoons red curry paste. 1 pound large shrimp, the 26 to 30 of it in a pound, peeled and deveined, tails on if desired, and chopped fresh cilantro for garnish. Step 1. For marinade, whisk together lemon juice, soy sauce, mustard, brown sugar, garlic, and curry paste in a small bowl. Pour half a cup of marinade into a large zip-top plastic bag set inside a shallow dish. Reserve remaining marinade for basting. Add shrimp to bag. Seal, then turn to coat. Marinate in refrigerator for 15 minutes. Step 2. Meanwhile, preheat an outdoor grill to high heat, 400 to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Remove shrimp from marinade, discarding any remaining marinade in the bag. Thread 7 or 8 shrimp onto each of 4 10-inch metal skewers, or place shrimp in a lightly oiled grill basket. Step 3. Lightly oil grill grates. Grill shrimp, turning halfway through until opaque, basting halfway with reserved marinade, 4 to 6 minutes. Garnish with cilantro. Our next recipe is for Bill's Sausage and Gravy Biscuits. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 16.3-ounce can of refrigerated biscuits such as Pillsbury Crayons. 1 12 to 16-ounce package of maple flavor ground pork or turkey sausage. Butter. Flour. Whole milk. Salt. And black pepper. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 16.3-ounce can of refrigerated biscuits such as Pillsbury Crayons. 1 12 to 16-ounce package of maple flavor ground pork or turkey sausage. 3 tablespoons butter. 1/4 cup of flour. 3 cups whole milk or more as needed. 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. Step 1. Prepare biscuits according to package directions. Step 2. Meanwhile, cook sausage in a large, deep skillet over medium-high heat, stirring and breaking up lumps until evenly browned about 10 minutes. Step 3. Remove sausage from skillet using a slotted spoon, leaving 1 tablespoon drippings in skillet. Stir butter into drippings until melted. Add flour. Stir until smooth. Cook and stir over medium heat until flour mixture is light brown 1 to 2 minutes. Step 4. Gradually whisk in milk. Cook and stir until thickened and bubbly about 5 minutes. Return cooked sausage to skillet. Season with salt and pepper. Reduce heat and simmer, stirring frequently until slightly thickened 5 to 8 minutes. If gravy gets too thick, stir in additional milk to reach desired consistency. Serve hot gravy over split biscuits. Our next recipe is for orzo with Parmesan and basil. I can vouch for this recipe myself. It's delicious. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. Butter. Orzo pasta. 1 14.5-ounce can of low-sodium chicken broth. Grated Parmesan, fresh basil, black pepper, and salt. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 tablespoons butter, 1 cup orzo pasta, 1 14.5-ounce can of low-sodium chicken broth, 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese or 2 ounces, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh basil plus leaves for garnish, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, and 1/8 teaspoon of salt. Step 1. Melt butter in a large heavy skillet over medium-high heat. Stir in pasta. Cook, stirring often, until pasta is lightly browned, about 2 minutes. Step 2. Stir in broth. Bring to a boil. Reduce heat to low. Simmer, covered, until pasta is tender and broth is nearly absorbed, 9 to 10 minutes. Stir in Parmesan, basil, pepper, and salt. Garnish with additional basil. Our next recipe is for grilled green beans. Serve with grilled curry spice shrimp. If you like, baste beans with the reserve marinade from the grilled curry spice shrimp recipe during grilling. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of fresh green beans, olive oil, 1 medium clove of garlic, table salt, flaky salt and or black pepper, and fresh thyme sprigs. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound fresh green beans trimmed, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 medium clove of garlic minced or 1 teaspoon, 1/2 a teaspoon table salt, flaky salt and or black pepper for garnish, and fresh thyme sprigs for garnish. Step 1. Toss together green beans, oil, garlic, and table salt in a large bowl until beans are well coated. Step 2. Preheat an outdoor grill to medium heat, 350 degrees to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Lightly oil grill basket. Place green beans in basket. Step 3. Grill, turning and shaking basket occasionally until beans are lightly charred and crisp tender, 6 to 8 minutes. Garnish with flaky salt, pepper, and or thyme. Our next recipe is for quick chicken piccata. Make it a meal and serve this with orzo with Parmesan and basil. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 4 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, flour, salt, black pepper, cayenne pepper, olive oil, drained capers, white wine, lemon juice from about 1 large lemon, water, unsalted butter, and chopped fresh parsley. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 4 6 to 8 ounce boneless skinless chicken breasts, 1/2 a cup of flour, half a teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of black pepper, a quarter teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon drained capers, half a cup of white wine, a quarter cup of lemon juice, about 1 large lemon, plus wedges for serving, a quarter cup of water, 3 tablespoons cold unsalted butter sliced, and 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh parsley, plus more for garnish. Step 1. Place chicken breasts between 2 sheets of plastic wrap on a work surface. Firmly pound with smooth side of a meat mallet to a half inch thick. Step 2. Put flour in a shallow bowl. Season both sides of chicken with salt, black pepper, and cayenne. Dredge both sides in flour, shaking off any excess. Step 3. Heat oil in a very large skillet over medium-high heat. Add chicken to hot oil, then reduce heat to medium. Cook, turning halfway through, about 10 minutes or until browned and an instant red thermometer registers 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Transfer to a plate. Step 4. Add capers to drippings in skillet. Cook and stir until heated through, about 30 seconds, smashing lightly with back of a wooden spoon. Add wine. Use wooden spoon to scrape up any browned bits from the bottom of the skillet. Cook until reduced by half, about 2 minutes. Step 5. Add lemon juice, water, and butter to skillet. Cook and stir until combined and sauce comes to a boil. Reduce heat to low and stir parsley into sauce. Return chicken to skillet. Cook until heated through and sauce is thickened, about 2 minutes. Serve chicken with sauce and lemon wedges. Garnish with additional parsley. Our next recipe is for Natasha's chicken burgers. Serve with a cucumber and tomato salad and/or chips. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound extra lean ground chicken, Italian-style breadcrumbs, 1 egg, half of a small onion, 2 medium cloves garlic, salt, black pepper, olive oil, 4 hamburger buns, and desired toppings such as provolone cheese, arugula, red onion, and/or bruschetta spread. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound extra lean ground chicken, half a cup of dried Italian-style breadcrumbs, 1 egg, half of a small onion finely grated or 2 tablespoons, 2 medium cloves of garlic minced or 2 teaspoons, a quarter teaspoon salt, a quarter teaspoon black pepper, 2 teaspoons olive oil, 4 hamburger buns split and toasted, and desired toppings such as provolone cheese, arugula, red onion, and/or bruschetta spread. Step 1. Combine ground chicken, a quarter cup of the breadcrumbs, the egg, onion, garlic, salt, and pepper in a medium bowl. Shape into 4 3/4-inch thick patties, about 4 inches in diameter. Step 2. Spread remaining quarter cup of breadcrumbs in a shallow dish. Dredge patties and breadcrumbs, turning to coat on both sides. Step 3. Heat oil in a large skillet over medium-high heat. Cook patties in hot oil, turning halfway through, 8 to 10 minutes or until golden and well-browned, and an instant read thermometer inserted into centers registers 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Serve in buns with desired toppings. Our next article is entitled Berries to Savor. Capture the flavor of summer with fresh, juicy berries. Sweet tart raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, and strawberries show off their savory versatility in sauces and toppers for meat, seafood, and more. Our first recipe is for pan-seared scallops with blackberry gastrique. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 bunch asparagus or 1 pound, olive oil, salt, black pepper, sugar, water, balsamic vinegar, 6 ounces of fresh blackberries, and 1.5 pounds of fresh large sea scallops, about 16. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 bunch asparagus or 1 pound trimmed, 4 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/2 a teaspoon of salt, 1/2 a teaspoon of black pepper, 1/2 a cup of sugar, 2 tablespoons of water, 1/2 a cup of balsamic vinegar, 6 ounces of fresh blackberries plus more for serving, and 1.5 pound fresh large sea scallops, about 16. Step 1. Preheat oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Arrange asparagus on a large rimmed baking sheet. Drizzle with 2 tablespoons of oil and sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Toss to coat. Spread into an even layer. Roast until just tender, 8 to 12 minutes. Step 2. Meanwhile, for gastrique, whisk together sugar and water in a small heavy bottom saucepan. Cook over medium-high heat until sugar is dissolved, about 4 minutes. Continue to cook without stirring, swirling the pan gently to cook evenly until the syrup reaches a light caramel color, about 5 minutes. Pour in vinegar. Mixture will boil very rapidly and sugar will harden. Continue to cook, stirring occasionally until sugar melts, about 3 minutes. Step 3. Add blackberries to saucepan. Use a wooden spoon to gently mash. Cook until blackberries have broken down and sauce is slightly reduced and coats the back of a spoon, about 5 minutes. Remove from heat. Strain mixture through a fine mesh sieve into a small bowl. Discard the solids. Step 4. Pat scallops dry with paper towels. Season both sides with remaining 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Heat remaining 2 tablespoons oil in a large skillet over medium-high heat until hot and shimmering. Step 5. Working in 2 batches, cook scallops at least 1 inch apart in hot oil until scallops are golden brown and release easily from skillet, about 2 minutes. Turn scallops and cook until golden brown, 2 to 3 minutes more. Step 6. Serve gastrique with asparagus and scallops. Serve with additional blackberries. Our next recipe is for burgers with whipped blueberry goat cheese. Your shopping list is as follows. 4 ounces of goat cheese, softened. Honey. Blueberries. 1 pound lean ground beef. Fresh chives. Salt. Black pepper. 4 pretzel hamburger buns. And 1/2 a cup of arugula. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 4 ounces of goat cheese, softened. 1 to 2 teaspoons honey, optional. 1/2 a cup of blueberries, lightly mashed with a fork. 1 pound lean ground beef. 1/4 cup of chopped fresh chives. 1/2 a teaspoon of salt. 1/2 a teaspoon of black pepper. 4 pretzel hamburger buns, split and lightly toasted, and 1/2 a cup of arugula. Step 1. Preheat an outdoor grill to high heat, 400 to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 2. For whipped goat cheese, combine goat cheese and honey, if using, in a medium bowl. Beat with an electric mixer at medium speed until light and fluffy, about 1 minute. Swirl in mashed blueberries until just combined. Step 3. In a large bowl, mix together ground beef, chives, salt, and pepper. Shape into 4 half-inch thick patties about 4 inches in diameter. Step 4. Lightly oil grill grates. Grill burgers turning halfway through 6 to 10 minutes or until an instant read thermometer inserted into centers registers 160 degrees Fahrenheit or until a desired doneness. Step 5. Spread cut sides of toasted buns with whipped blueberry goat cheese. Serve burgers and buns with arugula. Our next recipe is for halloumi with herbed berry salsa. Halloumi is a semi-firmed brined cheese with a salty, tangy flavor. It has a chewy, springy texture and a high melting point that allows it to sear and caramelize while still maintaining its shape. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Fresh strawberries, fresh mint, fresh cilantro, lime juice from one medium lime, olive oil, agave syrup, one habanero pepper, fresh marjoram, unsalted raw cashews, 8 ounces of halloumi cheese, packed arugula and/or spring greens, and crostini for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 8 ounces of fresh strawberries, hulled and chopped, about 1.5 cups. 2 tablespoons chopped fresh mint, plus more for garnish. 2 tablespoons chopped fresh cilantro, plus more for garnish. 2 tablespoons lime juice, or 1 medium lime. 2 tablespoons olive oil, plus more for serving. 2 tablespoons agave syrup. 1 habanero pepper seeded and minced, or 1 tablespoon. 1 tablespoon chopped fresh marjoram, or 1 teaspoon dried. 1/4 cup unsalted raw cashews, finely chopped. 8 ounces of halloumi cheese cut into 8 slices and patted dry. 3 cups of loosely packed arugula and/or spring greens, 3 ounces, and crostini for serving. Step 1. For salsa, stir together strawberries, mint, cilantro, lime juice, 1 tablespoon of oil, the agave, habanero if using, and marjoram. Let stand covered about 15 minutes. Step 2. Meanwhile, heat a nonstick griddle or large skillet over medium-high heat. Add cashews. Cook, stirring frequently until toasted and fragrant, 4 to 5 minutes. Transfer cashews to a cutting board. Roughly chop. Step 3. Reduce heat to medium and add remaining 1 tablespoon of oil to griddle or skillet. Cook halloumi slices in hot oil, turning halfway through until browned, 4 to 6 minutes. Step 4. Gently toss arugula with halloumi and salsa. Top with cashews if you like. Drizzle salad with additional oil and serve with crostini. Our next recipe is for pork chops with raspberry glaze. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Dried thyme, dried oregano, salt, black pepper, 4 4-ounce boneless pork loin chops, 1/2 inch thick, butter, olive oil, fresh raspberries, orange juice, white wine vinegar, raspberry jam, and fresh thyme sprigs for garnish. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1/2 teaspoon dried thyme crushed, 1/2 teaspoon dried oregano crushed, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, 4 4-ounce boneless pork loin chops, 1/2 inch thick, 1 tablespoon of butter, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1/2 cup of fresh raspberries, 2 tablespoons of orange juice, 2 tablespoons of white wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon of raspberry jam, and fresh thyme sprigs for garnish. Step 1. Stir together thyme, oregano, salt, and pepper in a small bowl. Rub evenly over pork chops. Step 2. Heat butter and oil in a very large nonstick skillet over medium heat until butter melts. Add pork chops. Cook, turning halfway through, 6 to 8 minutes or until an instant read thermometer inserted into thickest parts registers 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Transfer chops to a plate. Tent with foil. Step 3. For glaze, add 1/4 cup of raspberries, the orange juice, vinegar, and jam to the same skillet. Bring to a boil over medium-high heat. Cook, mashing raspberries with the back of a wooden spoon until sauce is reduced to desired consistency, 2 to 3 minutes. Remove from heat. Strain glaze through a fine mesh sieve into a small bowl. Discard the solids. Step 4. Spoon glaze onto serving plates. Top with pork chops and remaining 1/4 cup of raspberries. Garnish with thyme sprigs. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.